Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation. Michelle, I heard you're going to Boston on Wednesday. When do you expect to be back?
Well, if everything goes as planned, I could be back on Friday. But the chances are that I may have to stay until Saturday. Why do you want to know, Ron?
Mr. Wells asked me to call an urgent meeting, and he'd really like you to make a presentation regarding the project you are working on now. I guess I'll have to schedule it for next Monday just to make sure.
Well, you don't have to do that. I can ask Jack, my assistant, to make the presentation. He's very reliable and he knows the stuff inside out. I'll talk to him about it now.
Number 56. When would the woman leave for her trip? Number 57. Who will most likely make the presentation? Number 58. What will the woman do next? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
All the guests are here and all the equipment has been set up. It's time for the mayor to make his opening speech.
I know, but he's not here yet. I just received an urgent message saying that he won't be here for another 15 minutes because of heavy traffic.
But that means he won't be ready to speak until 7:15. Would you mind stepping onto the stage to tell everybody?
Number 59. Why is the speech being delayed? Number 60. When was the opening speech supposed to be given? Number 61. What does the woman ask the man to do? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation. Hi, Lisa. I got your memo this morning about the design of the Arts Center. I really appreciate your input. I think it's going to be very helpful. However, don't you think we need to get another estimate for the work to be done to the building?
That's a good point. There has been a surge in prices recently with our regular supplier.
You're right about that. We'll definitely need to look around. Why don't you look into it for me?
All right. I'll try to get some more current estimates from the other major suppliers today.
Number 62. What did the woman do this morning? Number 63. What problem is being addressed by the man? Number 64. What does the man ask the woman to do? Question 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning. This is Atlanta Dental Clinic.
Hello. My name is John Atkins. I have an appointment with Dr. Johnson today, but unfortunately I can't make it.
All right. I'll cancel your 2 p.m. appointment for today. If you'd like, I can fit you in tomorrow at 11 a.m. or 3 in the afternoon.
I don't think I can make it tomorrow because I have meetings all day. How about if I call you Wednesday at lunch to reschedule?
Number 65. Who most likely is the woman? Number 66. When was the man's original appointment? Number 67. Why can't the man come back tomorrow? Question 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, this is Susie Ricardo. I recently purchased a mountain bike from your store and I was told it would be delivered today.
Oh, yes, Miss Ricardo. You should receive it sometime in the afternoon.
Oh, that's not good. I have some urgent business and I won't be home this afternoon. Could you possibly arrange delivery after 6 p.m.?
I'll have to check with the dispatch office. Let me call you back in 10 minutes to let you know.
Number 68. Who is the woman? Number 69. What does the woman request? Number 70. When will the man call the woman back? Go on to the next page.